All right, we are here at AgNite in conjunction with the Republican National Convention in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. And with me is Paul DeBrien, who is the president and CEO of AgStar Financial Services, one of the platinum sponsors of this event. And Paul, why is AgStar Financial Services involved in this event?
Well, it is to underscore our commitment to agriculture in rural America. We're very involved as we provide financial services to farmers, agribusinesses, people live in the country and invest in rural communities. And so we just felt that this gives us an opportunity to showcase what the food and agriculture industry is all about and its importance that it provides to this great country.
When you made a commitment to be one of the sponsors of this event, did you have any idea it would turn out the way it has?
Well, I also serve on the Minnesota AgriGrowth Board and was chairman at the time that Darren and Beth mentioned that if either the Democrats or the Republicans came to the Twin Cities, we should think about doing this. Because the last convention we've had here was in 1892, I believe. So, 1892 was the last convention. The chances of another one coming were probably, in the near future, not very good. So this was a very unique event for us to get Minnesota AgriGrowth involved, and then it was very quick for AgStar to make the decision that this was something we wanted to be a part of to really celebrate the food, fiber, and biofuels industries in across this country.
How pleased are you with the turnout?
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. We I've been here, time is flying by. It's unbelievable that I've been here almost 2 hours and haven't had a spare moment yet. Just a lot of great people, great networking event. I see some of the national politicians are moving into the meeting now, and so we've got some great entertainment going. So this is just a terrific event to really showcase the food and agriculture industry.
You almost can't move on the floor out there. There's so many people.
Oh, it's just, my biggest fear was I was going to get here and there wouldn't be anybody here, but that didn't happen at all, and it's just terrific. I told my wife on the way over as we were driving here that I said this will be the most unique and interesting group that we've probably ever been a part of as far as an event tied to agriculture, just because there's so many different people from so many different facets of what agriculture and the food industry is about.
Do you think this is going to help be a real educational event for the policymakers and delegates here?
Well, I hope so. I mean, really, when you look at it, I mean, I think that the American public and the United States really underestimate and undervalue the benefit and the positive nature of what agriculture and the food industry brings. We're basically the safest, highest quality, cheapest food in the world. Right now, with the dollar where it is, we're basically the grocery store for the world. And hopefully this will help showcase and highlight the importance of what agriculture and the food industry is all about.
Tell me more about AgStar Financial Services.
Well, AgStar is financial services is a financial services company that's value-added. In other words, we operate as a cooperative. We're owned by the people that do business with us. We are part of the Farm Credit System, and so we're a government-sponsored entity to provide affordable and dependable credit and financial services to rural America. And so our clients are farmers, agribusinesses, and people who live in rural areas. And we also have the ability to invest in rural communities to help enhance the quality of life. So our primary retail base is in Minnesota and Wisconsin. However, as a result of specialization in a variety of industries such as swine, renewable energy, dairy, grain, and some other areas, we actually have business nationwide.
Speaking as a financial services institution, what would you say about the health of the agriculture industry?
Well, interesting you ask that, really. I mean, we're concerned, obviously, with the high input costs that are coming online and what impact that has. And, obviously, with feed costs going up for our livestock producers, there's some challenges that exist. But if you look at agriculture overall, the fact of the matter is right now, the farmer's balance sheet collectively nationwide is the strongest it's ever been. And at the same time, which I find interesting, is you could argue that the consumer's balance sheet is the weakest. So, the farmer today has got a very strong financial position. And so right now, you know, things are looking pretty good overall. The swine industry has had some challenges, will have here for the next number of months. The dairy industry is looking at what may happen in the coming year there. The grain industry, the, you know, farmers are concerned about what input costs are going to do as far as pressure to revenue. So I'd say right now things are in very good shape, but a little bit of uncertainty as to what will happen over the next 12, 18 months.
If you have one message for, if you see a policymaker here or a delegate or a politician, what would be the one message that you would want them to take away from this event?
I think the one thing I'd probably say is that you should be proud of what United States agriculture and the food industry does for not only this country but for the world. There's nothing more basic than food. And basically, if you take a look at the quality and the professionalism that exists in agriculture and food industry today, it is unmatched anywhere in the world.
Thank you very much. Paul DeBrien, President and CEO of AgStar Financial Services. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.